from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
Jared Kelnick turns on this, and that is headed for the chop house. A reservation for three for Mr. Kelnick. 4-0.
That is really, really nice to see for Jared Kelnick. Just one start in his last 8 days, and so he gets one here and takes full advantage of what looked like a hanging split.
First homer for Kelnick, by the way, since his homecoming series.
That was big, you know, when you look at the outcome of that game, man. That's a big, big swing right there. Because after the first, obviously, you know, we had a hard time doing anything with that kid. And so that was really big and good for, you know, big for him, too.
For sure. Jared Kelnick had been cold and then out of the lineup. So nice to see him contributing last night for sure. Another good start from Charlie Morton. Another good start from the Braves starters.
That's 22
straight now where the starters have given up less than three runs. Just an insane streak that the team is on. And they win the series against Colorado. So they've also won 6 out of the last 7 series. Now, the one they lost, frustrating.
Yeah.
Could have won it against Philadelphia. Didn't. And now you're sort of in a different race than you would have been had you won that
you're
series.
You're holding off somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Now you're trying to hold off the Mets, who won again last night, too, by the way. Thanks a lot to Kenley Jansen and the Red Sox for nothing. But the Braves win last night. Great to see some offense from guys that hadn't really been contributing lately. Kelnick, Soler, too. He hadn't done anything in a while. So for him to get that RBI was really nice. Anything except for, you know, making us laugh in right field.
He had to move yesterday.
He did.
He had to move a couple times, and it was simple.
It was okay. As long as he's going forward.
Yeah.
Or left.
No, remember when he
can't go back.
When somebody
right.
hit it down the line and he had to go get it, I was like, damn, that's about to get by him. He scooped it, though. He scooped it pretty clean.
He's like, what's the chess piece that can only move like up and left? The horse.
The knight?
He's a knight. He's like that.
Okay.
Can't move in any other direction. Okay. If he's got to go that way, he's in
I think
trouble.
Knights can move back and left, though, too.
All right. So it was not a good analogy. It's not a good analogy. I don't know that much about chess. I probably shouldn't have tried that. But nonetheless, he was okay last night. The Braves were good. They won again. Hopefully they can win tonight. Got Reynaldo Lopez on the mound. Speaking of reservations in the chop house.
You hit it there.
We're trying to sit in the chop house.
Once now, you're probably going to have to go out to work, right?
Well, Bo was telling me you got to get there like as the gates open and like get in there first come, first serve.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to be able to do that.
You know, it is Thursdays. It is rocky, so it's not going to be, and there's no bobblehead tonight. So it is not going to be.
Those are
as
working in our
packed.
Favor.
Okay. Because like, so we went, well, last time me and Samson went, we were able to get in the chop house. We couldn't, but I mean, there's no reason to go to the chop house. You can't sit there.
Yeah. I want to sit see it.
Because there's plenty of seats in the chop house. It was just the fact that they weren't right there.
I want to be in the front row.
Yeah. I would try to be in the front row.
Game.
Yeah. That's my thing.
Another option for you is also top of the chop, but there's a lot of seating.
Now, I like that.
You know, there's umbrellas up there.
It's not going to be that hot either.
No, it should be really nice.
Yeah. So that should be
I don't know what all is going to happen. I removed myself from the planning process.
Hey, Doc.
It wasn't my
show
rodeo.
Up.
So.
All you got to show up.
I'm just going to show up.
Is there anything better?
I'm transportation because she has the day off tomorrow, so we're good. We'll keep it good. Keep it responsible.
You ain't getting your drink on?
Well, hell, you know, I have a couple, but not, you know, keep it responsible. Ooh. And then
I don't even know who you are.
Yeah, you do. I'm the guy who kept it irresponsible a couple weeks ago and is still trying to make good on it.
Hey, man.
That's what I'm doing.
We were not irresponsible. We were just two dudes hanging out. We were two dudes that were hanging out, had a pass for the night, Uber drivers.
Yeah.
We were just two dudes.
Right. No one
we
did.
Were hanging out.
I didn't break any laws.
Yeah.
Is public intoxication against the law?
No, unless you get caught or you fall
right,
over in a
doing,
bush.
I wasn't
or anything.
Doing anything wrong.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can be drunk in public. You just can't make anybody aware that you're
exactly.
drunk in public. Anyway, we'll be out there tonight. It's going to be fun. It'll be a good time. Hopefully the Braves can win. And hopefully, because last we saw Ronaldo Lopez pitch a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and he was fantastic.
They need to go ahead. I mean, I know they won the series. They need to win these games. All right?
Yeah,
that's the biggest
win
thing.
As many win games,
games
as you can
against
these teams.
The series will take care of themselves if you win the games anyways. But
that's
win
how
all
works.
The games. Yeah. Oh, they got a series win, even though they lost tonight, but the Braves still win the series. No.
Yeah, win again.
Win again.
Sweep them.
Yes, the Braves need to win these damn
Sorry
games.
To sweep people, too. And then you got the Toronto Blue Jays. You beat those guys. And you got one random makeup game against Cincinnati on Monday.
Yes.
At Washington. Then the Dodgers. The Doyers.
Where you at?
Come to town.
Okay.
In mid-September.
Okay.
So, but no more games against the Phillies. And three more against the Mets here September 24th, 25th,
that's
and 26th.
Deciding factor, baby.
Yeah, that's the second to last series of the year.
Yep.
That's a big series.
That's going to be the big one right there.
That's
probably going to be the decider, too.
Probably
going to be the decider.
Like, I mean, our last series of the year versus the Kansas City Royals could decide whether we make the playoffs or not.
Whit Merrifield revenge
series versus the Mets.
Whit Merrifield is doing his thing.
And Whit Merrifield revenge. Well, he didn't play yesterday because he got hit in the neck. But
Whit Merrifield, I'm glad he's back, because when I saw the thing that said CTE scan was negative, I was like, thank you. Because you get hit with a damn ball that fast and hit you in the back of the head.
Yeah, anything could happen.
Yeah,
and,
man.
You know, all that happened was he got really mad. So hopefully he'll be back in the next couple of
Turn
days.
Left.
That's what they said.
Turn left.
All right, here's Raheem Morris talking about Kyle Pitts.
That's perfectly fine for you to be on edge. You know, we just want to be transparent in everything that happened. He got a hamstring a little couple weeks back, and, you know, he's been dealing with it, a while ago. Not a while ago, but he's been dealing with it a little bit, and, like, he's been fine. He's limited. And we just want to be transparent with all those things that's going on with us and how we're going about our business and make sure we report things the right way. And Kyle went out and practiced today. He had a limited reps. We did about 75% of his reps, and he got a nice workload. He got a nice lather. He got a chance to run around a bunch, and he feels really good. So we're really excited about getting him out there ready to play.
Damn, I thought that was Terry.
Yeah.
It sounded like Terry at first. I'm like, Terry?
Yeah, they're one voice right now, man.
I'm like, damn, that sounded like Terry. Yeah, I don't think there's anything to worry about.
Doesn't sound like it.
It don't seem like there is. As far as Kyle Pitts' availability, he's going to be there Sunday. I mean, when you said he's been dealing with it, something that came up a couple weeks ago, it's not something that popped up this week. So obviously they know what's going on more than we do, and they're going to know how to manage it.
It's just a matter of you have to report it because you don't want to get in trouble with the NFL.
Exactly.
They got in trouble last year because of the way they handled the Bijan thing.
Yeah.
It was Wednesday. So if he was going to miss a rep or two, you have to report that to the league so you don't get in trouble with any of that stuff. So they did. Kyle Pitts tweeted about it yesterday, said he missed two reps of a full set. He sat out for two reps.
Right.
So don't freak out. It's going to be there Sunday. It's going to be a full go. And that's all that matters. Now, if it's Sunday and Kyle Pitts isn't out there all the time,
then it's something.
Then we'll be worried about it.
Then it's something.
Because it'd be really nice to have Kyle Pitts at full health, which is one of the reasons why, and we'll get to this more in about 15 minutes, talking about the Falcons and Steelers. But one of the reasons why you're so confident in the Falcons this year is because you're going to see this guy at full health for the first time since his rookie year.
Correct.
But now he's in his fourth year, so he's smarter. He's going to be playing with a real quarterback for the first time since his rookie year.
Correct.
But again, he's in his fourth year. He's not a rookie anymore, so he's going to be smarter. So, yeah, Kyle Pitts' availability is a big part of the optimism.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the big weapons. He's one of your big guns, and you want him out there in the field as much as you possibly can have him out there. And, that's why I was kept like, yesterday, he's like, okay, it's a hamstring. Now, he said it's limited. But, I mean, I think sometimes people think limited means he didn't practice or something
that.
He didn't practice a lot.
That would be out.
75% of the damn reps in practice is a lot.
Might even be more.
It's like, you know what I mean? That's a lot of damn reps in practice.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of damn reps. That's all I'll say. Leave it at that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have much more to say about it either.
Just leave it at that.
DJ Lagway is going to start. For Florida against Samford.
Yeah, Graham Mertz, the Canes knocked him out.
Shouldn't matter, really, Graham Mertz's status either way, but I guess as a solid to him. You say he's hurt and he can't play.
Yeah.
DJ Lagway needs to be starting for this football team.
He should have been starting the first game. He should have started against Miami.
He should have been.
Now
he not only needs to start, he needs to play incredibly well. Otherwise, his head coach is probably going to get fired.
He needs to play well.
Now, he can play well against Samford. He's going to play well against Samford. But he's got to play well against the other good teams that they play.
But then, in Napier, he's just in a horrible situation, man. He's in a situation where his team is not very good. Florida Gators are not very good. And it always seemed to me, even when he got the job, he was not the first choice of a lot of Gator fans. Like, who the hell is this guy? I don't know who the hell they wanted. But, I mean, it's so bad because they're bad.
You know who they want now?
Who?
Because I know you brought up yesterday Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, they want Lane Kiffin.
They want Dan Lanning.
They want Dan
Lanning. You guys realize, like, other jobs are good jobs, too?
Yeah, no. Oh, it's the SEC, Andy.
Dan Lanning turned down the Alabama job.
Yeah, it's SEC, Andy. It's SEC, Andy.
It's true.
Yeah, no, Dan's not leaving.
They're in the Big Ten.
But I know, but
which is actually more lucrative.
But you look at, I mean, the schedule does them no favors. We've already talked about the schedule.
Oh, the hardest schedule in college.
The Florida Gators are going to, they're not talented. And the biggest thing is that you don't let Miami, you know, don't come out slow from Samford because you're still thinking about that Miami loss. You know what I'm saying?
Look.
You know like, what I mean? Like, don't beat Samford 20-13.
No, you have to beat Samford like 65-0 on Saturday.
Yes.
And it still doesn't matter.
Yes.
It still doesn't really matter. It only matters if you don't. If you do the thing that you're supposed to do, then people are like, good, you did the thing that you're supposed to do. If they go out there and struggle against Samford, they might fire that dude at halftime.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. It's bad.
They bring Ron Zook back.
Bad. No, I don't think that's the answer. I don't know what the answer is.
Go get Urban.
They've tried. Yeah.
Go take Urban off. Who's another funny coach that he's had back in the day? Hell, Muschamp ain't doing nothing but being an analyst.
Spurrier's not dead.
No, he's not.
He's not dead.
Oh, that would be so great. If Steve Spurrier went back to Florida?
Yeah.
That would never happen.
No.
But it would be so awesome. Just because of the pressers. Because of the pressers. Because he's older now and even more quirky.
Oh, he cares less than he ever has.
Exactly.
It's fantastic.
So he's going to say whatever the hell he wants
But he's got too much golf to play.
Yeah.
Texas-Michigan is the game of the weekend as far as college football goes. As it stands right now, this game is going to be played in Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
Texas is favored by 7.5.
Yeah.
And I think that sounds about right. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a good game, but Texas probably leans on them over the course of four quarters, and I would guess they probably cover that. I think they're probably going to win by about 10 or something like
ball
that.
Ball control for Michigan.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I love it, Jim Harbaugh, Coach Harbaugh. Yeah, they need ball control. They need to be able to figure out how to not give the ball to Texas in that offense. As good as Michigan's defense is, and they are great.
They're very good.
They can't hold up all day. Just like Clemson with Georgia. Just can't hang it all day and y'all aren't doing anything offensive.
Yeah.
You got to be able, if you're Michigan, you got to be able
to. That's interesting. You see it going that way?
Yes.
Like Texas blowing the doors off of them? Because Georgia beat the absolute breaks off Clemson.
I can see the first half. Yeah, I can see the first half a lot that back and forth.
Because I feel like the whole.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one!
Portrait pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Game's going to kind of be like that.
Yeah,
I think Texas is going to win something like, I don't know, 27-17 or something like that.
I don't know
how Michigan's going to score 17.
Exactly. Can Michigan score 17 points?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know.
They were doing a rotating quarterback thing last week. And, I mean, maybe because of who their opponent was, whatever. But, I mean, Texas, I can see Texas beating Michigan like Georgia beat Clemson.
Okay.
I really can.
Okay.
I really can. It's yeah, good, as good as their
Michigan,
defense is.
Michigan just doesn't have it offensively.
Yeah.
They're incredible defensively, like you said. And they got NFL guys at all three levels. Texas's defensive line is nuts. Mm-hmm. Like they're really, really good. So I wouldn't be maybe a first half under. Maybe that's what you like in that one. But that feels like a little bit of a slugfest, at least to start that one. Maybe Texas's offense is good enough to open it up in the second half.
Right.
We'll see. The problem is we haven't seen these guys together yet, really. Mm-hmm. And they beat who they beat, Colorado State last week. That's good that they did that. And I think Colorado State might be okay this year. But, we don't know. It's a lot of new faces to be. And they don't have, I mean, what are they doing at running back? Texas is on their, like, fourth string running back because of all the injuries, too. So
it's Texas. They got some guys.
It is.
You lost some
and I think the guy's
dudes.
Really good. Yeah. And we'll find out Saturday. But there's questions over there, too.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.